This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio Senator Rob Portman was one of 47 Republicans who signed a letter to the Iranian government last week. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what that means. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what does it mean?
Well, the letter itself, you know, as you say, was signed by 47 of the 54 Republicans in the Senate. It basically sent a message to the government in Iran saying, okay, if you make a deal with the Obama administration over nuclear weapons and nuclear weapons development, just remember that there could be a new president and a Congress who might scrap it and throw it out and start over again. And, you know, that was a very unusual thing. But, you know, they did it.
So why are the Democrats in the Obama White House upset?
Well, they see it as interference in the conduct of foreign policy, which is under the purview of the president and the executive branch. That's why we have a State Department. And that's why we have, you know, international negotiators that come in and help work these deals out. So they're furious about the Republicans interfering in an ongoing negotiation over a very serious matter.
How do they call it treason? Could it be treason?
Well, they some people have, you know, said this is treasonous, and they're basing that on the Logan Act, which was passed in 1799, and it says that unauthorized citizens of the U.S. shall not interfere with the conduct the government's conduct of foreign policy. Now, since 1799, nobody's been prosecuted under this. It's, you know, the Republicans look at it and say, okay, well, look, we have a role to play in foreign policy. And it's true to a certain extent, because any treaty that the administration would sign with Iran or any other country would have to go to the Senate for approval. That's the way it works in our constitutional form of government.
Now, despite all of that, how has Rob Portman come out and then defended this action?
What Rob Portman has said is basically, you know, that, look, I signed this letter because I believe that the Obama administration could use this as leverage with the Iran leadership to get an agreement, a real enforceable agreement. You know, he should look at it not as a bad thing, but as a good thing that he could use as leverage.
Now, of course, Rob Portman is up for re-election. Are the Democrats who run to run against him next year, former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland and Cincinnati Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld, accusing him of treason in this instance?
No, they're not accusing him of treason. They've both been very critical of him for signing the petition. And the Ohio Democratic Party and Progress Ohio, which is a liberal group, have both had petitions, online petitions, you know, asking Portman, telling Portman that he should take his name off of this letter. Strickland and Sittenfeld have been critical, but they don't go so far as to say, you know, this is treason.
You think it's going to do Portman any damage?
I don't know. I can see the Democrats trying, you know, in advertising, web videos or whatever to criticize him for doing this. Whether or not it has any legs politically, I think, probably depends on how these negotiations work out. Do we get a deal? Do you keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of the government in Iran?
So, as usual, we wait and see.
That's right.
And how many days till baseball, or how many weeks till baseball starts in Cincinnati?
Well, it's 3 weeks from today, Marianne.
All right. Just checking. Yeah. Didn't want to leave that out.
3 weeks from today.
Those of you that don't know, which I can't imagine there's anyone, Howard's quite the rabid baseball fan. So.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Reds are starting soon. Thanks, Howard.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.